Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, November 4th. School custodians, early childhood educators, educational assistants, and office staff were on the streets of downtown Owen Sound today, picketing near Bruce Gray Owen Sound Progressive Conservative MPP Rick Byers' constituency office. Chris Juniper, the Ontario School Board Council of Unions regional lead for Gray Bruce and head custodian at Northport Elementary School in Port Elgin, was among those picketing.
We're out. We're done until there's a deal. We're not going to stand for our rights being taken away from us.
It was the first day of job action by QP members after negotiations with the Ford government broke off. The strike defies the Keeping Students in Class Act, preemptive back-to-work legislation passed by the Progressive Conservatives yesterday, which makes the strike illegal. The legislation includes fines of up to $4,000 for individual workers who take part in the job action and up to $500,000 for organizing unions. The Bluewater District School Board has provided an update on short-term plans for public school operation during the strike. They said in a letter this afternoon their schools will remain open to students and staff on Monday. They say buses will be running to Bluewater schools, extracurricular activities will be canceled, and families should be aware that school closures may become necessary if the withdrawal of services by QP members continues beyond Monday. The regional unemployment rate in the area, that includes Bruce and Gray counties, fell in October as labor force declines offset the loss of thousands of full-time jobs. The four-county labor market planning board says the Stratford-Bruce Peninsula jobless rate hit 2.3% last month, down from 2.7% in September. The planning board says this is the lowest unemployment rate in Ontario and also the lowest rate recorded by Statistics Canada in the region since 2006. The drop in unemployment comes even as net employment in the region fell in October by 1,100 jobs. More than 2,400 full-time jobs were lost, offset by 1,300 new part-time positions. The construction sector saw the most losses, followed by retail and agriculture. The region's labor force participation rate fell to 63% in October, down from 63.8% the month before. More than 2,600 job postings are currently available on the regional board for Bruce, Gray, Huron, and Perth. South Bruce OPP have charged a number of people after two search warrants were executed in Ripley. One was executed at a property on Tane Street and one was on Queen Street. OPP say they seized meth and cocaine with an estimated combined street value of around $120,000. Police say they also seized a large quantity of stolen property, including a Ford Windstar van, pellet rifles, and a wood splitter. A 73-year-old Huron-Kinloss man faces charges, as well as a 36-year-old Waterloo man, a 26-year-old Huron-Kinloss woman, a 22-year-old Huron-Kinloss woman, and a 40-year-old Kincardine resident. At the Public Order Emergency Commission in Ottawa, Freedom Convoy protest organizer Tamara Leach was cross-examined this morning after also spending part of yesterday giving her testimony. Also today, online group Diagonalon founder Jeremy McKenzie took part from a Saskatchewan prison. He was arrested in September on a Canada-wide warrant not related to the convoy. In sports, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks home opener is tonight against Seaforth in WOAA action, and Shallow Lake hosts Creemore. Both games are at 8:30. Two games in the NHL, Columbus visits Colorado, and the Carolina Hurricanes host Buffalo. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs host the Boston Bruins. Eight games tonight in the OHL, including the Erie Otters at London to meet the Knights. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Attack host London in the annual Hockey Fights Cancer Game. The Attack need one more win to hit 700 wins in Attack history. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford play the South Muskoka Shield at 8 o'clock. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Mount Forest Patriots visit the Walkerton Capitals at 7:30. And the Goderich Flyers are in Hanover against the Barons at 8. And in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors host the Dallas Mavericks. Game time is 8:30. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.